Yo, welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and we got a lot to get into. There's been nonstop things going on right now, and we're going to get into it. So, the first order of business is, I'm not a big fan of SNL, but occasionally some clips might come by that I just happened to take a look at. So this week, Dave Chappelle was on SNL. And not only was he on SNL, he did a monologue that went viral, slash might have got him in some trouble. But that's neither here nor there. So the main thing that happened was he had a monologue where he broke down so many things. You know, in the beginning of his monologue, he wrote a disclaimer and he said that he is not anti-Semitic and that he has friends that are Jews. And he said that is how you buy some time, Kanye. Now, as he was going on in his monologue, he spoke about Kanye, and when he was speaking about Kanye, he was telling him how he got to the point that he's at. And he was saying how, like, when he went over to Drink Champs the very first time, he had a good, you know, interview. But then he said the second time, he said he went off, and he was saying, I could say anti-Semitic things and Adidas won't drop me. And Adidas dropped him the very next day. And the weird part about it was, Dave was talking about how he normally is down the ride for Kanye, but he wanted to see what was going to happen. So he saw how Kanye lost $1.5 billion in a day. And he said that, you know, when Kanye said, I'm going to DEF CON 3 on the Jews that night, he said he stayed up because he wanted to know what was going on with him and what was going to happen after that. And, you know, it's sad that he got to that point because he lost so much. And, you know, he talked about the election. He talked about Herschel Walker. That was funny, man. He talked about how Kanye got in so much trouble, it got Kyrie in trouble. And he brought up a good point. He said the reason why he never wanted a sneaker deal, because he said if he said something those people didn't like, they was going to take his shoes away. And that's exactly, if you really think about it, that's exactly what they were doing to Kanye and to Kyrie. Everything that they helped you get, they take from you once you say something they don't like. And it's almost like, okay, because the ADL, I'm not too familiar on them, but from what I've been seeing they've been doing, especially to black people, they just seem like some bullies. Like, it's like they watch you and they hope you fail. And it's so weird to me. Like, especially with Kyrie. Like, you want him to donate $500,000? For what? Why are you trying to line your pockets up that much? For what? So, it's just wild, man. But another thing that he said that a lot of people, I don't think, caught was, he said, I know the Holocaust happened, but he said, you can't blame that on black people. But he also said that He said, you could put up Schindler's List. And he said, make your own captions. So, and also the movie he was talking about that got Kyrie in trouble that I spoke about earlier was Hebrews to Negroes. And the weirdest part about all of this is it's on an Amazon website. They haven't made Jeff Bezos take this movie down. Also, the movie actually went up. I heard it was like $11 and it went up to almost like $50 to rent. So that's what we are right now with the movie. And they got all this attention on Kyrie and Kanye. Why hasn't all the stuff that's going on with Brett Favre, where the attention at for that? Why hasn't he lost any endorsements? He got so many endorsements. He hasn't lost not one. But you see where the divide is when it comes to the divide of black people versus white people. Like, y'all want to, we'll do something. Y'all put us right on Front Street. You put us everywhere. But you pick and choose which white folks get coverage or not. We got to be the story. So, as I'm keeping a close eye to see how this stuff going to pan out with Dave, I really don't think that nothing's going to happen. Because it was a couple Jewish people that worked for media and different radio stations, and they were talking about it, and they said they were laughing. So, they said they found it very entertaining. But I was just glad he did the monologue, and if that's all they would have did that night, that would have been fine. But I guarantee that night was one of the best nights they had as far as their ratings. But the very last thing I'm going to say about Dave's speech, well, not his speech, but his monologue, was that he said that it shouldn't be this tough to speak. And that's right. He's right about that, man. Because if you really think about it, you never know what's going to offend somebody. You can say things the nicest way possible, and it'll offend somebody. Somebody somewhere is going to get offended. It's just a matter of time or place. But at the end of the day, majority of us don't do things with malicious intent. We don't try to make it a situation where, oh, man, you know, I've really been to hurt that person or anything like that. We don't do that. But like I said, it was a good monologue. And shout out to Dave for putting things in perspective, how they need to be put. All right, as we move it on. So, I want to get to my girl, Glorilla. Now, Glorilla dropped her EP, Anyway, Life's Great. I want to tell you this. I've listened to every track. I love all of them. As you know, FNF was already on there. Tomorrow, Too, with her and Cardi was on there. Blessed, with her and Gotti was on there. So, she really dropped 6 new tracks. And she got a good review on the album. You know, for it to be an EP, she did about 29,000. In her first week, which is amazing. You know, I liked all of them. We about to go through them now. We about to do a little snippet, if you will. Alright, this is No More Love. And it really makes me mad because I really love them hoes. We ain't even fall out, we just don't talk. What's the GC?
about. Now you hanging with the hoes that we be talking shit about. Stop fucking probably up at home.
Okay, this is fentanyl.
Been not holding no hoe for ransom. Let that nigga pop. You bragging about how you got fucked, but what that nigga pop? Don't tell me nothing about my exes. Mind them niggas, man. They might get them tatted on.
Of course, it's tomorrow too.
Rich as fuck tomorrow. Every day the sun will shine. But that's why I love tomorrow. Spotting with my twin and up. And we all look crisp. She said she my eye, but I don't know her. I had to look her up.
This is
Pussy bad as hell, they thinking it's a dick song. He asked me where I met, he must think I'm a bitch song. Trying to put me on your free, he must be rich or song. I ain't in these bitches beef, I'm in my mother.
This is Blessed.
Lincoln, cause they be, hey, y'all in Cali, nah. Now I'm in NYC, on the way to MIA. But I'm from Tennessee, living in the suburbs now. I still got ratchet tendencies. I'm trying.
Just get that money. This one of my favorite ones. It's called Out Loud Thinking.
We made them stand on what they did, cause they ain't sit right. Got a man, I could have did them bitches wrong, but shit, I did right. I ain't fucked up by no nigga, but a nigga got me fucked up. Oh, never mind, cause if that hoe ain't with me now, that nigga ass one, never mind. I'm done. Been the president the way I leave these niggas on. Say I might be racist, but the way I do these niggas wrong. If it's ever me or...
She got a solid project, man. You know, like I said, she just got signed to CMG. She been touring. Well, she's about to start touring. Her Anyway Life's Great tour about to start. She been working, man. She been doing shows, festivals. She everywhere. You know what I'm saying? She everywhere. She been working super hard. And one thing that I love about GLOW, I got to give her flowers early because I've been a fan for a minute. I've been following her since she was rapping in the street in Memphis because all her crew, her, Gloss, shout out to Gloss too because she got signed to QC, K Carbon, Aliza, Slime Maroney, I've been following all of them. All of them can rap. They all get their flowers, but especially GLOW. The main thing I like about GLOW is she humble. I like her spirit. You know, she funny as hell. Like, when she be on them live, she be cracking me up, Joe. But like I said, she got the total package of a superstar. She don't just got, you know, the talent. She got the talent, the personality, the good vibe, good energy. You know, I hope and pray she stay on the straight and narrow. She got a good team, CMG, Interscope, her crew, manager. Like, her team is tight, and I really hope and pray it stay that way, you know what I'm saying? I hope she shoots to the stars, and I hope she don't get distracted along the way. But, and I can't wait for down the road when she's ready to put out her actual LP. But for right now, we got this, like I said, and like I said, shout out to her. Keep doing your thing. Hey, the GLOW Riders, we rocking with you. So, yeah, it's Team GLOW all day. Now, the next course of business I want to get to. Hold up. Okay, so it's a story that's been going around of a group of friends. They went to Mexico. A girl by the name of Shanquilla Robinson. Her friends they made it back without her. And the reason why they made it back without her is because a video was surfacing where her friends were recording a fight between her and supposedly a girl that's supposed to have been her friend. Now, what frustrates me so much is not only was she not fighting back, But those cowards that were recorded, that coward that was fighting her, she wasn't fighting back. And there's also rumors that the person that was fighting her was a transgender woman. Now, no, I'm sorry, not a transgender woman, a cis woman. That's what, a cisgender woman. Now, the reason why this story is so alarming is because they left her body in Mexico. They went home and took her luggage, told her family that she had alcohol poisoning, and that's how she died. Her best friend, who was on the trip, stayed with her parents for 3 days and tried to comfort them. And when authorities got involved, they left. It's so sickening that you a fake want to be this girl's friend and then plot and kill her out of the town. I'm not even going to say out of town. Out the states. They showed another video where moments before the fight happened, she went into the room. She was so bubbly and everybody was in the room. The fact that she was not even fighting, the friends who were recording, they were laughing. One guy even said, "Shaquilla, fight back." She said no. That was her last words. And in that video, her spine hit the corner of that bed. She had a broken neck. But the autopsy report that they came back with said that it's no foul play. But how is there not foul play if she got a broken neck? You just don't break your neck. They were at an Airbnb, so whoever owned the Airbnb didn't even know all this was going on in the establishment until I guess they probably came to clean it and found out there was a body still there. The facts that remain are this. These people were not her friends. The FBI is involved. Her body has been shipped back home. Her family, you know, had to pay whatever that fee was. The only saving grace in this situation is that her GoFundMe has gotten a lot of contributions for the family, you know, to help out with the funeral and any other expenses they might need. But it's so unfortunate that these young people ruin their lives. Like, why would you do this? Did you think you was gonna get away with it? Like, why did you hate this girl so much? Like, they showed her profile on LinkedIn. She was a college student. I'm telling you, man, these, boy, the world we live in, I tell you. But my prayers go out to the Robinson family and all those so-called frenemies that was there. I pray that y'all rot in jail. Once they get all y'all bracelets, I pray y'all rot in jail. Throw away the key. I tell you, boy, there's some sick people out here, I swear. I can promise you that. It was another lady that died. I can't remember her name. Her girlfriend actually murdered her. Let me see if I can get her name real quick. Her girlfriend murdered her. They were in a six-year relationship, and the girlfriend wanted to leave, and her girlfriend murdered her because she wanted to leave. It's so sad. People just... Some people just don't know how to let go. And it's sad for that being the reason, too. Like, why you just can't, you know, why you just can't move along? I can't find a girl, but I do know that it was another girl, but prayers and condolences to that family as well. Also, I want to leave with people that just really, as if you're going out of town, also too, I hate that this even got to be said, but if you're going out of town, let somebody know not only where you're going, well, who you going with, names, numbers, all that stuff. You can never be too careful these days. There's so much going on. Always be safe. Now, I wanted to give... I normally don't do movie reviews, but I got to do a movie review for this movie. So, as you all know, Wakanda Forever came out. I'm about to do a quick movie review. So as you know, the movie started with a tribute to Chadwick Boseman, as it should have, you know, RIP to Chadwick. And as we slowly start getting into the movie, tragedy strikes again. This time, the mother dies. Hold on, I'm missing a part. Let me not speed up. I'm missing a part. So they were told to get the scientists. It was the scientist was a person of interest, so everybody wanted the scientists. The scientist ended up being a young girl who just happened to be making things, and she made this big machine that they wanted. So they finally got the scientists, and they told her they wanted her to come back to Wakanda. As they're trying to get back to Wakanda, they get ambushed by the U.S. The U.S. sent some soldiers out trying to take them out. As they get to the bridge, they realize they're met by these blue people. Now, at first I thought they was avatars, but they're not. They're Tolkien people. So they get to fighting on the bridge. Anoye, she ended up losing. She never loses, but on the bridge, she lost. This big soldier just took her out. So, as she's sitting there trying to catch herself, the princess gets taken. But the princess went willingly. She wanted to meet Namor. Now, what's interesting about her wanting to meet Namor is kind of weird, because, like, why would you want to meet Namor? You don't even know him, but she wanted to meet him. So, when Anoye got back to Wakanda, the queen was mad, because she was like, how could you lose my daughter? But what she didn't know was, Shuri really wasn't lost. You see what I'm saying? She chose to go and chill with Namor. Now, she ended up banishing Anoye for losing Shuri. Or so she thought she lost Shuri. She didn't have the whole story. But we're going to continue. So Shuri get down there in the Tolkien. That's the city where Namor is. So she gets down in the Tolkien. And as she's down there, she's talking to Namor, asking him how did he become how he is. They start riding all through the city of Tolkien and smiling and giggling at each other. So to me, she's falling for this dude, right? Now, it gets interesting because he wants her to take, you know, the U.S. together. He was like, yo, we could burn it all down. But the funny thing is, now she has a change of heart. She was like, I can't do that. I can't roll on my people like that. He looked at her and said, you cannot beat the Tolkien. I have too many soldiers. He looked at her and told her, look, if you go against me, you will not win. So she chose to take her chances. Nothing wrong with that. What ended up happening was, when she finally came back up, so did he. But when he came back up with a vengeance. He had his people with him. You know what I'm saying? He started bombarding Wakanda. You know, they thought they were taking him out, but they didn't. So as he was tussling, he ended up seeing the queen. The queen thought she was safe because she was, you know, in the castle. But that wasn't going to stop Namor. He knocked that castle. He knocked that glass off. And when he got in the castle, he ended up killing the queen because, you know, she drowned in the water. He told her she had one. He told Shuri, you got 1 week coming back. So it's wild because when he came back, she already, you know, she made her own vibranium, drunk it. She thought she was going to see T'Challa, but instead of seeing T'Challa, she saw Killmonger. And Killmonger was letting her know, like, look, hey, you going to do what you got to do, right? You going to take him out, right? He was trying to bring that evil side that she didn't even have in her. So as they got to fighting, they were doing all right until she had to fight Namor. Now, I thought at a point it was over for her because she took that javelin to the stomach. But, and I ain't going to lie, Namor was kind of beating her ass a little bit. But she ended up making him surrender, and that was the end of the movie. Now, the interesting thing is, because she didn't take him out, I'm assuming in the next movie they're going to either be allies or he's going to try to come get it back in blood later. Because he knows that down the line she's going to need to rely on them because their army is bigger. Now, will there be another Chadwick? I don't know. But also she found out that Chadwick had a son. So, the only thing I didn't like was they kept him away the whole movie. So, they're probably going to make the next couple of movies around him. However many franchises they choose to do, but he's going to be the next Black Panther as he's growing up. Because who knows how old he's going to be in this next movie. He could be 15, he could be 17, we don't know. But that was the end of the movie. The only thing I didn't like really about the movie was, I loved how, you know, they had the women looking strong. I liked that. But I did not like how they had the men looking weak. They had the men looking weak as mud. Like, and to be honest, it wasn't a lot of men fighting. on the on M'Baku, his tribe, it wasn't a lot. In the first movie, it was a whole lot of men. This movie, it was more women fighting than men. So, but shout out to both sides. I didn't, that's the only thing I didn't like. You know, like I said, that Tolkien army, that's a strong army, you know, so I want to see where the storyline goes from here. Ryan Coogler, you got something on your hands now. So we'll see how that goes. We will see how that goes. Now, moving along, when it comes to politics, as you know, the votes are in. Now, we still have a couple of close races. Herschel Walker versus Warnock. They still haven't totaled those tallies up yet, so we're still waiting on them too. Now, also, you know, Pelosi said that she's not running when she is time for re-election. She says she's going to give it up. I really think it has something to do with what happened to her husband. She says she's been, you know, in Congress for 30 years now. I say that is a career. I don't blame her. 30 years? She been getting death threats and everything. I don't blame her. Time to just hang it up. So, I am really mad that Stacey Abrams didn't win, though. I'm really, really upset about that. She is definitely the woman for the job. I really wish she would have had those votes, but it's just one of those things, man, you know. Also, the Republicans have the House that was deemed last week, so now we have to deal with that. Democrats no longer run the House, so they're about to make Biden's job that much harder. That's what they wanted all. That's what they wanted. They wanted to head out, so they got it. So we're definitely going to see the chaos they're about to bring. So there's that. Also, on top of all the foolery, Trump has put his hat in again for running for president in 2024, like we knew he would. So, what's interesting is who's going to run against him. That is going to be the interesting thing. I really hope Biden doesn't run again, because he'll be, I think he'll be 81. Yeah, I just hope he don't run again. I really hope he doesn't run again. He's having a hard enough time making it through this term right now. He'd be falling all over the place, forgetting stuff. He can barely read the monitor. It's not looking good. So, whether it be amnesia or dementia or Alzheimer's, I don't know what's going to kick in first. But what I do know is that hopefully he makes it out this term in one piece. So, we will definitely see these next 2 years. I definitely gonna look like. Now, let me see. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think. I don't want to miss out on nothing. That might be it. That might be it. Yeah, I think it is it. I think I'm done. I know WizKid, he came out with another album I didn't get to listen to. Nas, King Disease. I haven't done a review of that album. I'm going to listen to it, and then we're going to do a review on that album. So we'll definitely get that done probably later this week. I'm going to go ahead and knock that out. But
probably the next time I talk to y'all is going to be after Thanksgiving, I think, if I don't make another audio before then. But if I do or I don't, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. You know, gobble, gobble. You know, whoever you with, just don't eat the potato salad or the pumpkin pie. So, if nobody told you I love y'all, I love y'all. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay prayed up. Take care.